صدق الإيمان.
Welcome to this episode of Ramadan Reminders. I'm your host, Yusuf Estes. And for the next few minutes, we want to talk about and remind ourselves about the importance, the blessings, and the beauties of this month of Ramadan. And today I'd like to talk in particular about something called reminding. And what is it really all about? Usually we translate one of the words, dhikr, to remember Allah. And we say, la tansa dhikrullah. Don't forget. La tansa means don't forget. Dhikr Allah. Don't forget to remember Allah. In English it sounds funny when you say don't forget to remember, but these really are two different words in Arabic. One is saying, don't forget to keep Allah in your mind and all the things that you do. Like for instance, when I get up in the morning, shouldn't I remember Allah? Shouldn't I say, thank you Allah for letting me be in this world again today? Even though maybe I don't feel so good when I wake up in the morning, but the fact is you woke up. And that's an important thing, isn't it? And sometimes when I'm eating food, maybe I'm not all that happy with the food. I think, oh, it doesn't taste this way, that way. But you have food. And there are many people who don't. And then when I go to work, oh, look, the traffic is so much traffic. Ah, but at least you have a job. And you have transportation to get to the job. So in the things that we take advantage of every day, we should be thankful. And that's one kind of remembrance. But then there's another type of remembrance, or reminding in English. And that's when we remind each other, encourage each other. Let's do some good deeds today. Something in Islam from the Quran tells us about Amar bil Maruf, wa Nahi anil Munkar. This means to call people, order people, actually say, come on guys, we have to do this, this good thing, this excellent thing, the things that Islam is calling for. And before that we stop the munkar, the evil things, the bad things. That kind of reminding is an order for all the Muslims, all the real believers. We need to remind each other. And how important is this? There is a surah in the Quran that is called the afternoon, or the passage of time, wal-asr. Al-asr, it means a number of things in Arabic, but when you hear the words put together in English as a surah or chapter, then it becomes more clear that this is something Allah, He's swearing. He's swearing about the passage of time, about the most important statement that there could be, is the ultimate outcome of all human beings and what's going to happen to them. You see, human beings really aren't grateful. They're not thankful. And they don't really serve the purpose for which they're intended. Because of that, they are not really qualified to have the paradise. All of them. Look what Allah says. Wal-asr. And He swears by the passage of time. Innal insana lafi khusr. That all of the human beings, insan, are going to go to the hellfire. Nahr. The nar. Fire. Not the river. The fire. And that why? Because they are so disobedient. So disbelieving in the things they do. And then Allah continues, says, illa, except for the people who come to the right faith, and they do the good deeds, and they remind each other to be constant and patient. Reminding each other to do good and be patient. So that's another kind of reminder. And that is Ramadan Reminders for this episode. Visit our website, www.ramadanreminders.com, and you'll be able to find more programs just like this. Until then, peace. Salaam alaikum.
Bin Nuri Ashraqa wal Huda Ramadan wal Khayru Aqbala. وارتقى الإيمان بالنور أشرق والهدى رمضان
رمضان
والخير أقبل وارتقى الإيمان
والمسلمون الصائمون تأهبوا كالجند في سوح الوغى فرسان
قاموا